All right. Today is Daf Yud Ches. Today's Daf Yud Ches. Today is Daf Yud Ches. We are on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, third line from the bottom. Today, Shia will learn for a safe return of Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Devorah, Gilad Michal ben Bat Galim, and Ayal ben Iris Teshura. Okay. Omar Mar, we said yesterday that mitamanya ad sof moada, from the eighth day until the end of Yontif, of Pesach, also holidays. Why are they holidays? Because itosev chaga de shvuaya de lolumisad. Yes, don't give me anything. I can't drink now. Thank you. So from the eighth until the end of Pesach was also Yontif. Why? Because we bested the Tzedukim about when Shavuot starts. So what we said yesterday, that from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th, was about the Tamid. So the 8th is in both counts. Why is the 8th in both? So Lomeli owed Sof Moed, right? First to get the Tzedukim question. Why do you have to say till the end of the Pesach? Moed and Pesach itself is a Moed, right? Lema ad Moed. Say till Pesach. Moed itself, you're not allowed to fast on Yontif. It's a day you're not allowed to fast. Why do you have to say that? What? What do you mean? No, what do you mean? No, but you're not allowed to fast on Pesach. What if you're Bechor? I hear you. It's not a big question. It's not the same kind of fast. I don't know. It's a good question. Anyway, I would think the answer is because it's the historical fact. It took that long. It started on the 8th. It didn't finish till after Pesach. Finally, they relented. The historical fact. How long it took for us to beat them. Why? But so the Gemara wants to know, well, you don't have to say till the end of Pesach, because Pesach anyway, you're not allowed to fast. So we're going to give the same answer we gave yesterday. Amar of Papa, Kida Amar Rav, like Rav said, Lo Nitzrucha, Elo La'asar Yom Shalafanov. Just like we said yesterday, the reason we mentioned a certain day, even though we didn't have to, yesterday we mentioned Rosh Chodesh, and we said you don't have to. We said, no, we want to know. Tell you the day before. The day before also is a problem, right? Hachanami l'nitzchel l'lesser yom shel achrav. The day after, kiman. Who says that? Kerb Yosi d'amar bein shel afanav bein shel achrav aser. If I would have stopped at Pesach, I wouldn't know that the day after Pesach is also aser. I wouldn't know that. Why? Because that's already an addition. I wouldn't know that. Ihachi. So if that's the case, the Esher V'Tisha Nami, then the 29th day of Adar also. My area, the Havi Yoma, Mikame Yoma, Dimitokum Tamida. It's the day before the Karban Tamid was won. If you're telling me the day before and the day after also included, right? Then the day before Rosh Chodesh is the 29th of Adar. That day also should be on the list now. Why? It's the day before one of the days. So the Gemara answers, typically the Havala Yoma, the Basar Esim Utmanya Bay. But anyway, you're not allowed to fast on that day, because it's the day after the 28th. What's the 28th? We already had this Gemara. The Tanya. That's the Vitmanya Bay on the 28th day of Adar. Achas. That it's a good day. It was good news. The Jews got good news on that day. They didn't have to separate from the Torah. Why? Because Shapa Machas one time, Nigzra Gzera, Yisrael, they made a Gzera, Shol Yaska Torah. No Torah. Vishalol Yimulu es Bnehem. No Brismila. And Vishalchilu es Shabbazos. No Shabbos. Ma'asa, Yehuda ben Shemua. What Yehuda ben Shemua do? Who's Yehuda ben Shemua? Yehuda ben Shemua is a Talmud of Reb Meir. That's going to be vital, because it can't take place during the Chashmonaim, which are the same three mitzvahs that didn't let us do. No. Shmila, two out of three are the same. It doesn't make sense. You're telling me he was a Talmud of Reb Meir, no? That makes sense. You'll see, Rashi says in black and white, he was a Talmud of Reb Meir. We'll keep on going. V'chaveirav and his friends, Halchu v'natlu eitza v'matrunitza achas. They went to some, you know, woman, a matronly woman. What she did exactly, I don't know, but they took advice from her. She called Gedolei Rome with Tzuri Netzla. All the notables of Rome, you know, they always visited her. Amr Lahem. So she told them like this. Amdu, go, get up. Vivginu balayla, cry at night. Halchu, they went. Vivginu balayla, they cried at night. Amru, ishamayim, by heaven. Lo acham anachnu, aren't we brothers? They said about the Romans. Aren't we brothers? Lo b'nei av echad anachnu. Don't we have the same father named Yitzchak? Lo b'nei aim achat anachnu. Don't we have the same mother named Rivka? Mash nishtanu kol umu v'loshen shatim gozin l'gzeres rose. Why are we being singled out? And you know what? Bitlam. They nullified it. V'otsi yom aso yontif. And after that, they made a yontif.
So this woman that they went through said this?
Yeah. No, she said to do it, and then they went ahead and did it. The Gemara doesn't repeat the story twice. She said go at night, and they went at night, and they said the following. And it worked. Sure enough, it worked. She was right. Well, that's the kasha. Since he's a Talmud of her mayor, this is after the Churban. What's going on here? There was no more Megillas Tainus.
Right.
The whole thing is bottle. What kind of story is this? Right? Right? I don't have an answer for that question. Tosfos asks it in Rosh Hashanah, where the same Gemara appeared. What's going on here? I don't have an answer.
Why couldn't they try this whole demonstration before the agreement, like in the appeal to the Romans, not being ready yet? Why couldn't they appeal to them before the
same thing? I don't know. So Tosfos answers there in Rosh Hashanah that we want to know why Rosh Chodesh is on the list. I don't know what that means. All right. Anyway, Amar Abaya, lo nitzrucha el lechodesh mu'uber. Yeah, but what about a case where there's a leap year? So if there's a leap year, then the 29th day is not the day before Rosh Chodesh. Because it's day 30. That is Rosh Chodesh. So on a leap year, a leap month it means. A leap month. On a leap month, there's one day off. So therefore, how do I know that the 29th is also off limits to fast? Because it's the day after the 28th. Even though this is hundreds of years later. Amar Abaya, I said that already. Ravashi Amar, no. Afilu teimu l'chodesh chaser. You can even say it's a chodesh chaser. Why are you repeating it? Because kol shala achra b'tayinus aser behefsid mutter. Now, but it's after the day. If it's afterwards, then you're not allowed to fast. But a hespid, yeah. Hespin you can do. Not fasting is a much bigger yontif than not giving a hespin. Right? Much bigger. That's not so. So the day after, what is it? The day after? What are the days? So you're right. No fasting. You want to give a hespin? Give a hespin. That's why it's separate. But this day, that's normally the rule. But this thing, ho'el, umutal ben shnei yomim tovim, this day is between two yomim tovim. What's two yomim tovim? It's between the 28th and Rosh Chodesh. It's like sandwiched in between. Asur yontif atmo. They made a yontif. Bafilu hespid nami asur. Even a hespid, you can't say it. Even a hespid's asur. Okay. Amar Mar, we just said, mitaman yabe yad sof moada itosev chaga de shivua de lo lemitzvah. From the 8th through Pesach, also days in Allah to fast, because we beat the tzedukim about shivuah. So now the Gemara is, Lamali Lameh Mami Tamanya Bay? Why do you have to say from the 8th? The 8th is already included in the first Yontif, in the Rosh Chodesh through the 8th. Lameh Mitisha Bay? You should start from the 9th. The Tamanya Gufe Aser. The 8th is already Aser. Why? The Havala Yomadi Tokum Bay Tamida. It's a day when the Talmud was established. So anyway, the 8th is off limits. So why don't you say it again from the 8th? It's straight from the 9th. The answer is not going to be because that's historically how it happened. It's not the answer. What? That's not the answer. Anyway, listen to this answer. It's very hard Gemara here. A little hard. Kivan sins. De'i mikla milsa. If something would happen, ubat line l'shiva l'shiva, and let's say we have to be mavatel the 7. The 7? Yeah?
Yeah. 7 what?
7 days. In other words, let's say... something's going to happen, whatever side might come up, and it's not, these days can no longer be days when we can't fast. We have to fast. Let's say something might happen, and we have to fast. Then you know what? But the 8th won't get broke. That 8th, they still can't fast. Why? Because it's part of the second group. That's why he says it twice. Kivon, de'ilu mikla milsa. If something were to happen. A second. If something were to happen. Ubatlini l'shiva. And the first 7 days have to be batal. Tamanya gufi asr. The eighth day would remain asr. The havala yoma kama di tosa bechagadishwa. Because it's still the first day of the second set. So Rashi says in the last Rashi before the lines get wide, the iikla milsa. If something happens, what happens? She'im nigzar gzeira. Some gzeira happens. Utzrichim lehetzanos toch elu yamim tovim the tamid. And we have to fast those first 8 days of the carbon tamid days. Ubatlu osan lehetzanos, and we're going to be mevatel those days. Bekulon she'ein labatal lechatzayin. You have to be about all. It's either all or nothing. Except for the eighth day. Because the eighth day is part of the other group. Well, we'll fast on the bays and we'll fast on Dalit. None of that. It's either all or nothing. So the eighth day, you can't fast on the eighth day. Why? Because it's part of the second group. That's why the Gemara has it in, that's why the Megillah Tanis has it in both groups. It's 1 through 8. It's also 8 through the end of Pesach. Whatever, what would happen? I don't know.
Okay, whatever calamity caused you to uproot the first seven might also impact.
Correct. Right? So we're assuming that we take one group at a time.
Oh, but it could even be one day.
What?
It could even be one day. It could be the second of Nisan.
And we'll move back to all of them.
Right. So right. Kind of carry over to the
Nisan. Right. Right. What?
You're saying the eighth day overlaps.
The eighth day overlaps. Right. It didn't happen the same year. Right? Didn't necessarily have to happen the same year, so it's an overlap. Now, that's a whole new thing now. Now, Megillah's Tanis is not, until now, we learned it's etched in stone. Now, it's not so etched in stone. You can undo them all. Right? Hash is the Asas Lahachi. So now that we gave that answer, now that we gave this answer, Esim V'tisha Nami, the 29th day also. Kivon De'ilu Mikla Milsa Ubat Linei. Since if something happened, that we have to undo it, we're going to undo it. Ubat Linei. Esim v'tmanya, Esim v'tisha gufei aser, but the 29th would still be aser. The havale yoma become a yoma. They talk him to me though, because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh. First we said it's special in its own right. That's why, because the day after the 28th and the day before Rosh Chodesh. Now we can forget the day after the 28th. It's still the day before Rosh Chodesh, and it'll be aser on that regard. Okay, itmar we learned. Rabbi Chiya bar Asi Amar Rav Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. What did Rabbi Yosi say? Bein lefanav, bein la'achrav, it's aser. Any day before any day in Megillah Tainis is aser. Aser what? Aser to fast. We hold like Rabbi Yosi. So now, today, there is no Megillah Tainis. Except for what? What's left for Megillah Tainis? Two yontifs. One's called Chanukah, and one's called Purim. They are both in Megillah's times. They're both in Megillah's times. What? No, he would have known about it. Now the question is, are you allowed to fast the day before Chanukah? No. What about the day before Purim? Times Esther. Who asked that question? Tosfos. Tosa asked that question. He gives two answers. So the second answer is what Monty had a problem with. Him. What?
It should have been back over.
What?
The day before.
No. So the Gemara, there's a Gemara. So let's look Tosa inside. Ravasi Amar, Rav Amar Lacha Rabbi Yosi, the last Tosa, the Amar, Lefan of Aser, beforehand it's Aser, Aval Acharav Mutter, and afterwards it's Mutter. Vim Tomar, Kivin the Amar Lacha Rabbi Yosi. Since we just said we passed like Rabbi Yosi, heich onam is anlof ne Purim. How are you fasting before Purim? Di mishum butler Megillah Tainis. Hey, you want to tell me Megillah Tainis is no longer around? Mikol makom achanaka upurim lo butlu. Chanukah and Purim were not butled. There's a Gemara that says that. So how can you fast the Tainis Esther? V'yesh lomar, and for the answers, he's going to give two answers, and both of them are no good. V'yesh lomar, da da amar chanukah upurim lo butlu. That which we said. Chanukah and Purim are not batal. Ratzalomar, hadidin shalahem, lazos yontif. No. The days themselves are yontif. That what? Dololas anabahon. You're not a fast on Purim. What if I want to? You're not allowed to. Why? It wasn't batel. Those two were not batel. I want to fast some other day in there? You can. Not of Chanuk and Purim. However, all the additions about the Yontif, that was batel. Yeah. No, the idea that you're not allowed to fast the day before, that was batel. So now I'm allowed to fast in Chanuk Esther. That's Tosfos' first answer. Right? Chanuk and Purim itself were not batel. Right? Aval bedirim delefneihem batlu. The concept of not fasting the day before, that was batel. Therefore, you can fast on the Chanuk Esther. On Purim itself, for sure not. You like that answer?
No. Why don't you just say it's built into the initial holiday.
What?
It was built into the initial proclamation.
It was built into the initial holiday, right? But historically, Esther fasted on Pesach, right?
But when they first
established it as
the young,
which is before
Megillas Tainus, right?
Wait.
Unless it was a later thing.
Yeah.
Can't dress on that day.
The question is, did Megillas Tainus have things in there from the first Beis HaMikdash? We have Megillas Tainus. We have it. It exists. Yeah. You can read it. I don't know.
You have
Megillas Tainus? Yeah. It's tiny. It's like two. without explanation, it's three pages. It's just a list. If you read explanation, they'll tell you what each day is about. It doesn't say what they're about. It just says, on this day. It's all it says. So, if you have an explanation, they flesh it out.
Safer is the
yeah.
So that's the thing. Was Chanuk Esther instituted along with Purim initially? Or was it later?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Was Chanuk Esther instituted when they made Purim right then, that same year? Anyway, so that's the first answer of Tosfos. The second answer of Tosfos is even more difficult. Because, Od Yesh Lomar, we're going to see in a minute that Yud Gimel Adar was also another day in Megillas Tainus. It was called Yom Nikinor. It's another day. Why? What?
I thought it was yesterday.
Right, and the more I thought about it, you're 100% right. It's called Yom Nikinor. Why is it called Yom Nikinor? Not because it's through, it has to be yesterday. I think it's a different Nikinor. We know the gates of Nicanor, this is a different person. It's we're going to have it on the base. He's a horrible person, and he wasn't Jewish. He was a Greek somebody, and he made all these Xeris, and they got rid of him. So they made a holiday on the 13th of Adar, hundreds of years after Purim. So says Tosfos, which is chronologically, I don't understand the answer. Ogi Shlomar, Tikim de Yom Shalof Ne Purim, Shenispatel Miyamtav Didhu, since the day before Purim was a separate day unrelated to Purim called Yom Nikinor, which, by the way, became Batel, right? Shahi Ragil Lazos Behen. Originally, it was a holiday. Vinis Batlu Yontif Shalahen. And they got rid of that holiday. It got Batel. Hachanami. Yesh Lanu Lomar. Shebitlu Mishum Tam Lifnei Purim. I would have thought the reason why they got rid of it was because it's the day before Purim. The Hachanami Amrina B'samach Gabi Yom Shalifnei Nikinor. Or the Chen Gabi Yontif Turinus, which we're going to also have in a few minutes. The Kivan Debat Lumiyom Shalahem, since we got rid of those days. Lo Ya'asu Mishum Yontif Haba Achrehem Dasurim Mishum Yom Shalafnehem. What I think he's saying is, we don't want to make the day anything special. One second. The Kivan Debat Lumiyom Shalahem, since those days themselves were Batel. Lo ya'asru mishum yomtif haba achrehem da'asur mishum yom shalofnehem. Kimokin hachanami. Kivin di yom shalofnehem purim nisbatel mishum atmo umutu le'esanos lo ya'asru mishum yom shalofnehem purim. In other words, since the 13th of Adar was once upon a time a day in Megillas Tainus, it was once a day in Megillas Tainus, and now it's no longer a day in Megillas Tainus because Megillas Tainus is batel. We don't want now, we're not going to fast on this day. Not because it's the day of Megillas Tainus, but it's batel. Because it's the day before Purim that we don't want to fast. Therefore, we fast the day before Purim. You hear that answer? That answer only makes sense if Tainus Esther was instituted after this was batel. Then it makes sense. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. It's chronologically, if Tainus Esther was instituted after Megillas Tainus was batel, then it seems to make sense. What's the answer again? It was a day once where it was a special day. It was a holiday. It was a big holiday. Why? Something happened with Nicanor. By the way, the holiday happened after Purim story. The holiday happened after the Purim story. So does that mean to tell me that during, when this holiday was instituted, there was no Tainus Esther? Is that you want to tell me? There was no Tainus Esther? Now what happened? Megillus Tainus got buckled. So this day went off the calendar. It's no longer a special day on the calendar. They had to print a new calendar. It didn't say anything on the bottom of the, you know, a Groundhog Day. It didn't say that, Yom Nicanor Day. It didn't say that. It took it off the calendar. Now to say you can't fast because it's the day before Purim, that they didn't want to say. Therefore, it became Tainus Esther. Yeah. Oh, for sure, no question.
It's in the Jewish calendar now.
Right, then they put it on the calendar. I put it on some calendar. Right. You hear? Yeah. This answer only makes sense if Tainus Esther was instituted after Megillus Tainus was buckled. I don't know the answer. I don't know.
When was the current person instituted?
Immediately.
Was it the second year?
Yeah, I think so.
When was Tainus Esther instituted?
That's the question. The Mati said it was the same year. So, by the way, this is all Tosfos. This is all Tosfos. The Meiri gives an answer that everybody always knows. Tainus Esther, the fast, was nothing to do with Churban, which is what the other fasts are all about. Had to do with, when you went to war, you would fast. Doesn't even have anything to do with Esther. It's not because Esther fasted. Esther fasted because she wanted to fast. Right? When it's an Esh Tzara, you fast. And she even fasted on Purim, on Pesach. Which is a kasha that I had to.
That's why they shifted it to the right before
him. Right. What? Correct. It's a good question. According to this vort, the reason why we fast Tainus Esther is to commemorate the Melchama, which they, when they fasted. So I always had a kasha, which I never had an answer. Haman makes a decree that on Pesach, that the following Purim, the following Adar, which is 11 months away, is going to be a fast. There's going to be a destruction of all the Jewish people. So what does Ahamah decide to do? Let's not celebrate Pesach and be mekayim all the mitzvot of Pesach. We're going to fast. Couldn't wait 2 days? What would Hashem rather have? Eating matzah, kahalacha, or fasting? Anyway, you have 11 months to fast. So what's he doing? He's being mavato. What?
No, it's just Esther.
What do you mean?
No, Esther.
Mistama, they all fasted, right? Only Esther fasted?
No, I don't know.
Only Esther?
That's for 3 days.
They would have known she was Jewish.
You can't wait 1 day.
No way, you can do
that. Even at the expense of you uprooting, anyway, uprooting them is all the mitzvahs of Pesach. It's interesting. What? What do you mean it was genius?
You wait, it's over.
You wait, it's over. It sees the moment, you're saying.
Yeah,
right, okay, good. No, that's probably the answer. Yes,
the palace, you know,
right. Okay.
All the Jews had to fast for 3 days. Esther was the one who started that fast.
I understand. So we're sticking it now the day before Purim. That's Tosfos' question. So Tosfos gives us two answers. They're difficult answers. They're difficult. I'm telling you, they're difficult answers. Don't you agree? They're both difficult answers.
I don't know.
You have to say some answer.
You have to say that we are wrong. That Tainus Esther has not always been the day before. It was probably a later thing.
Right. So you have to go to the historians that are busy with this and find out exactly when Tainus Esther was instituted.
It makes sense because at Pesach you weren't. It was a Sukkot. You had the fast.
Right.
That was a Sukkot time. Once the decree was over, the Sukkot is over, so you can't fast.
So we know it's a commemoration. What do you mean? It's a commemoration.
It's interesting. It's a
good point. Like, when the first Beis HaMikdash was, when the second Beis HaMikdash was built, did they fast on Tisha B'Av? The Machlokes.
Right.
So according to those who said we did, what are you fasting for? What are you fasting for? Because once upon a time it was bad news. I understand now we're fasting on Shiva Sabbatamos, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So what are you fasting on Tainus Esther for?
They say because.
Yeah, it's a good question. I never thought of that question. It's not about Churban. What is it about? Because she fasted, but that's over. We won that. Right? So, It's a good question. Right. All right. Yeah. Okay. Shmuel Amar halachas like Reb Meir. Shmuel says that halachas like Reb Meir. That what? He argued on Reb Yossi. He said only the days before are usher, the days after are mutter. When we are Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say that? Why does it say in Megillah Tain it's the word Bahon twice? These are the days. Bahon means that these are them. These are the days you fast. These are the days. Why does it say it twice? Lo melacha shehin asurin lifnayan ula acharehem mutarin, and before and after are mutter. Shmuel even more makel. Amar Shmuel halacha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. We pass like that. So who does Shmuel pass like? So the Gemara says meikar savar. The answer is Shmuel wanted to be the most makel. So who's the most makel? Meikar savar kivud lekatana the makel kerb meir amar lachak kerb meir. He thought Rav Meir was the most makel. Nobody's makel like that. Given the Shame Rav Shimon to make Altfei, then he found out Rav Shimon was even more makel, and said there's no days before and also not. Amar Lachak Rav Shimon on Leil, V'chein Amar Bali, Amar V'chia Bar Ab Bar Avaba, Amar B'yochanan Ha'Halachak Rav Yosi, Halachas like Rav Yosi, Amar V'chia La Bali, Asperlach. I'll tell you like this: Ki Amar B'yochanan Rav Yosi Adelol Tanisa. The only issue is not about fasting. It's about fasting that you can't fast, right? When me Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Yochanan really say that? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Kistam Mishnah, the Halacha is like a Stam Mishnah, Utnan, and we learned in the Stam Mishnah in Megillah, Afal Pi She'ein Amru Makdimin. I'm sorry, Afal Pi She'amru Makdimin. Even though sometimes you can read the Megillah beforehand, Lo Ma'achrin, you can never read it afterwards. Even though that's true, Mutarin Behespin Utainis. Something about Purim is mutter and it has been on a tainus. What does that mean? What does that mean?
No, the days probably talking about the villages.
When Se'emas, when is that? Ilema b'nei chamesar. You want to tell me it's people that live in a walled city on the 15th, v'kakarile bar besar, and now they're going to read it on the 14th for whatever reason. Now that day you can fast? Me shari? Well, because it's Megillah's tainus. It says Megillah's tainus, Mati. Yom arba asar bo, yom chamisha asar bo. Yomei Puraya Inun, Dolo Mispa Bahon. You're not allowed to on Purim. Also, Shushan Purim, you're not allowed to. So that can't be right. Amar Rava, Lo Nisracha El Asar Es Shelzeh Bezeh, Ves Shelzeh Bezeh. And not only that, whatever you can't do on the 14th, you can't do on the 15th. Whatever you can't do on the 15th, you can't do on the 14th. It's all Asar. That can't be right. Ella Bnei Ar Besar. No, so it must be people that live in a city that would read the Megillah on the 14th. V'kakar le betleisar, and now they're going to read it on the 13th. So what do you want to tell me? That on the 13th, which by the way is times Esther, you want to tell me the 13th, you're allowed to fast? Not true. Yom Nikanuhu. It's the Nikanor day, as we said before. It's a special day. Ela b'nei ar beisar, you want to tell me on the 12th? Also not. And then what? That you're going to read the Megillah on the 12th? What? I'm sorry, the 14th people, v'kakar le betleisar, and they're going to read it on the 12th. Why? Because they live in a tiny village, and the 12th was a Monday or a Thursday. They also, and then what? You're allowed to fast on that day? Not true. Yom Turianusu. It's the Turianus day. So that can't be right. El Alav must be the Kakari Le Bechadzar. It must be the landing on the 11th, which is the earliest day you could land. The Katani Mutter Behaspidu Betainis. And it says it's Mutter and it has been a Tainis. Therefore what? Rabbi Yochanan. That's a Stam Mishnah. How could Rabbi Yochanan say, right? What? Normally we say that, right?
Yeah.
Right. So what do you see from here? That the 11th is the day before the day of Truanus, and yet you're allowed to fast on that day. How could Rabbi Yochanan say you're not allowed to? I hold it the ones that say you're not allowed to. Can't be right. Nothing with law. B'nei Arba Asar, it's the 14th people. The Kakari Le Betreza. And they're reading it on the 13th. Ah, the Kama Yom Trianus. I'm sorry, they're reading on the 12th. Ah, the Kama Yom Trianus. Who? Ah, you're telling me Yom Trianus is a special day? No. Yom Trianus, Gufa Batule Batle. That's also Batle. Why? Hoel, V'neheru Gobo, Shmaya, V'achia, Achiv. Because on that day, Shmaya and his brother were killed. So they looked around and said, we can't make this a holiday. This horrible thing happened. What is this story? Says Rashi. Chasidim hayu. They were chasidim. V'lo pirish mihem. I don't know who they are. Right? I don't know who they are. Says Rashi. I don't know what the story is about. The osa she'achu ha'arye ido haya v'lo shamaye. That story with the lion, I don't know what Rashi is talking about. That was Ido the Navi, not Shmaya. Not Shmaya. So I don't know what Rashi threw that in for. I don't know what he's talking about. But he said, Rashi says, but I don't know what that story is. So if Rashi didn't know, I don't either know. I don't know where Rashi said that. I don't know what possessed Rashi to say that. What? Maybe people out there were giving pshat in the Gemara. It must have been Ido the Navi. So Rashi said, that can't be. I don't know what else to say. What? Whoever it is. Whatever Mepharish this is. Right, whatever Mepharish, maybe Rashi knew. Whatever Mepharish is, he says he doesn't know. So, Kihad the Rav Nachman Gosset Tanitha Betreitzar. He made a Tanit on the 12th. Amrulay, Rabbanan, Yom Trianatu. Isn't that a Yom Trianat day? Amalahu, no, Yom Trianat, Givu, Budle Batle. That was the bottle. Hol, the Nergabo Shemaya Vachia Achim. That's already been bottled because that horrible tragedy happened on that day.
So was the bottle ready at Megillah's Tavis or was it there?
I don't know. Sfasem has asked that question. And he answers, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Megillah's Tavis is never bottled. So that's not an answer. Anyway, it was bottled. What the whole thing is bottled. What? Yeah. If it's a Megillah, the Havilah Yom Shalaf Ne Nikonar. But 1 second. It's still a day before the day of the Nicanor day, right? It's still a day before that. 1 second. Amar of Ashi, Ihu gufa betule mishum. 1 second. Amar of Ashi, Ihu gufa betule mishum yor Nicanor, nekum v'nigzar. Right? What does that mean?
Question.
What?
It's a question.
That what? We should make another gzera because Yom Nikonor is bottle and it's not bottle? What? Right, we don't say that. Right? Yeah. Okay. So in other words, therefore what?
Once Nicanor was already bottled, we don't ask for fasting day
before. Right, so Nicanor was not bottled. That's what Rashi says. Why don't we say that you're not allowed to fast on the 12th because it's the day before Nicanor? In itself is bottle. How can it still be also because of Yom Nikonor? Is that the question? Fine. My Nikonor, my Trianus. What are these days about? Tanya, Nikonor echad me'africha yivanim havi. He was some Greek official. And every day he would wave his hands, Amar, and say, when will this fall so that I can graze over it, I can destroy it, right? When the Chashmonaim won, were victorious, Vinitzchim, and they defeated them, they cut off his thumbs and his toes, and they hung him on the gates of Yerushalayim. The mouth that spoke with pride, haughtiness, and the hand that waved has to be a nekama. This should be a nekama. What? Right. So this is way before, after Purim.
Yeah.
Way after. So what was Tulsa saying on Amud Aleph? Way after Purim. My Trianus, what's that story? Amru, Kishabigesh Trianus Lahara gets Lulianus with Papa's Achiv, Beludka, when Trianus wanted to kill Lulianus and Papas in Lud, Amru Lahem. Why do they want to do that? So the story is the daughter the what?
We know what that is also.
Right, the daughter of the king died and they accused them of killing
city.
What?
They accused the city,
the whole city, someone did it, and these two stepped forward and we did it. Im Amrulahem, Im Time, Im Meimo Shachan Vishal Bazaria, Atim, Yovalechem Yatzachem Yad Kidar Shitzachan Vishal Bazaria. Well, if you two are such tzaddikim from the tribe, you know, from the family, from the nation of Chaim Vishal Bazaria, you'll be saved too. A miracle happened for you also. Miyad Nebuchadnezzar, like it happened from Nebuchadnezzar. Amrlo, Chana Mishal Vazaya, Tzadikim Gemurim Hayu. They were Tzadikim. Varuyim Hayu, La'asas Lahem, Nes. And they deserve a Nes. Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Hagen Hayu. He was a good king. Viru'uy La'asas Nes Hayado. And he was worthy to have a Nes done through him. What does it mean he was a good king? So the Mashah says over here, I wasn't a good king. What he means was, he made a rule. The rule was, nobody bowed down to this. I'm sorry, everyone bowed down to this. So in that world, Hanani, Mishael, Isaiah violated the rule. He was a man of justice. He wasn't a false person. He was an honest person. He said, I made a rule, you keep the rule. Here, you're accusing the whole city. It's all nonsense. That's what they were saying. It's all nonsense. The interesting, the Vayikra Yitzchak says, you see from here, that you're not allowed to say anything nice about a guy, right? But after he's dead, maybe you're allowed to. Called Nebuchadnezzar, a good man. After he's dead, maybe you're allowed to.
The only good guy is a dead guy.
There you go.
But oh yeah, right. But also Russia, we can't say nice things about Scalia anymore, right? But also Russia, Hedyot who? Also, you're a Russia. You're a Hedyot. You're a Hedyot. You're not Nebuchadnezzar. You're not an emperor. The ain't a royal lasos neitzal yado. You don't deserve a niche. But anu nischayvu kli elamakom, and we deserve it for whatever reason. It may not taharadnu harbe harugim neish lamakom. If it's not going to be this, Hashem has many ways that we could die. Listen to this. Now I have to go. Let's explain. Right? We don't have our own imagination. Harbe duvim, many bears, the arayot and lion, yeish lamakom ba'olamo shapogin banu ba'arugin osado. There's many things that could happen to us to kill us. Ella lo masrano kadosh baruch hu biyadecha. The only reason that we're here, the only reason Hashem let this happen, Elisha utterly pardon me, the mina miyadecha. The only reason Hashem did this is to exact punishment from you at another point. Afal pikein hargan miyad. They died. He killed. They were killed. And they the whole discussion that they did something very very noble, right? It's the first time in history, I think, maybe one of the first times. Where they basically took one for the team, right? They said, "Well, we're the ones that did it, so the whole town is spared," right? Amru lo zazu misham achabo dilflei mirome. Some other officials came from Om upatzu esmocho begizron, and they killed this officer because he deserved. He did something wrong, whatever. So he got his just desserts. Yeah, you want to say something? Oh, okay. Ain't next. Ain't goes rintayanus al tibor betchila bechamishi. In goes in tainis brosh chadashim. No, you don't start a tainis on a Thursday, and also you don't fast on Rosh Chodesh. Bekame have a haschala. How many fasts do you start and then not stop? I think that's what that means. Ravacha Amar Shalosh. Ravacha says three. Ravasi Amar Achat. Ravasi says one. Amar Behuda. Amar Rav. Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. Shamar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel. Avacham Omrim Misane Umashlim. You fast and you complete the fast. Darsh Marzutra Mishmei Deravuna Halacha Misanin Umashlim. You're Misane, you fast, and you also finish the fast. Okay? Hajjalach Seder Tainas Ketad, Hajjalach Seder Tainas Ketad, Hajjalach Seder Tainas Ketad. You know, we could start, we could do a little bit, we could start, because tomorrow's a long daf also. This next parak is called by the Rishonim, Pirkei de Chassidi, the Perek of Chassidus. Why is it called Pirkei de Chassidi? Because the majority of the Perek is Agarata, and the majority of the Perek are stories of Tzaddikim. Nachamish Gamzu, and Choni Hamagel. It's all in this, many, the story, the famous story of Yochanan and Ilfa, it's all in this Perek. So the Perek was called by the Rishonim, the Pirkei de Chassidi, the Perek of the righteous people. Okay, we have 2 minutes. We'll start. Seder Tainius Elu Ha'amur to Revi'a Rishona. Everything we said now is about the first rains. We're waiting for the rains to come. Aval Shemachim Sheshanu. But if the sprouting was different, says Rashi, Shenishtanu Mimin Hagam. It doesn't. It's not coming out normal. There's something abnormal here. Tachas chita yatzachoch. Instead of wheat, it's sprouting some, I don't know, some thorns, whatever. Tacha Saora Ba'asha, and instead of barley, some other refuse is coming out, some other byproduct. Shloha Yachitin B'shibolim, they're not coming out in the stalks. Oh, B'shinu Acher, some other abnormality. Masriin Alehin Miyad, you start fasting immediately. Afilu B'rishonos, even the beginning, you don't wait. Well, wait, we'll see it right away. Shekal Chomer Achronos Noag Behen, with all the chumras of the most severe fast. That right away. If that happens, right away you start fasting. As the Mishnah says, Masriin Alehin Miyad, you start fasting immediately. The Chayin also, Shepasku Gishamim, if it stops raining, Bein Geshem L'Geshem Arboim Yom, this is a 40-day stoppage in rain, Masriin Alehin, you stop fasting immediately. Mivnei Shehimakas Batzores. It's a blight. What had they translate Batzores? It's a drought. It's a problem. Okay. So we're going to see where this is. Now, it's a funny thing, because you see from here that starting to rain and then stopping is worse than had it not started at all. Right? Which on some level, I guess, what? Right, you see that? If it doesn't start raining, we gradually build up. Here, it started out, stopped, it's the worst. It's worse. Yardin l'tzmachin, what if it rained enough for the flowers? Avalol yardu l'ilam, but not for the trees. L'ilam, if it rained for the trees, avalol l'tzmachin, how could this be possible? The Gemara will explain. Lazeh, if it rained for this, avalol boros sichinum oros, but not enough for the pits. Masriin Alehin Miyad. You start fasting right away. V'chein ir shlo yardu aleh gishamim. Also a city that didn't have rain. V'chiv, it says, V'im tarti al ir achas, v'al ir achas lo amtir. Chalka achas tamtir. Osa ir mitzane umasras. That city fasts and blows shofar. V'chal tzevivi v'oseha mitzanos v'lo masriyos. Every other surrounding city will fast, but they don't have to blow shofar. How about blowing shofar not fasting? No, that didn't matter. They have to fast, and they don't have to blow shofar. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow from right here. Yeah.